Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking test, describing a tech-savvy inspiration. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics related to technology and personal influences. One such topic that has gained popularity in recent years is describe a person who has inspired you to become more tech-savvy. This article will provide you with valuable insights and strategies to excel in this particular speaking task, as well as general tips to boost your IELTS speaking score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about technology and its influence on your life. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How often do you use technology in your daily life? Band 6-7 answer. I use technology quite frequently in my daily life. I rely on my smartphone for communication and social media, and I use my laptop for work and studying. Technology has become an essential part of my routine. Band 8-9, answer. Technology is omnipresent in my day-to-day activities. From the moment I wake up to my smart alarm, to checking emails, managing my schedule, and even monitoring my fitness levels, I'm constantly engaged with various technological devices and applications. It's fair to say that technology has seamlessly integrated into almost every aspect of my life. Q. Do you think technology has made people's lives easier or more complicated? Band 6-7. Answer. I believe technology has made our lives easier in many ways. It has improved communication, made information more accessible, and automated many tasks. However, it can also be complicated when we have to learn new systems or deal with technical issues. Band 8-9 answer. Technology is a double-edged sword, in my opinion. On one hand, it has revolutionized our daily lives, streamlining processes and providing unprecedented access to information and services. However, it has also introduced new challenges, such as the need for constant upskilling, concerns about privacy and security, and the potential for technology addiction. Ultimately, I believe the benefits outweigh the drawbacks, but we must be mindful of how we integrate technology into our lives to strike a balance between convenience and potential complications. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. You'll have 1 minute to prepare, and then you'll need to speak for 1 to 2 minutes on the topic. Here's a sample cue card. Describe a person who has inspired you to become more tech-savvy. You should say, who this person is, how you know them, what they taught you about technology, and explain how this person has influenced your approach to technology. Sample answer, band 6-7. The person who has inspired me to become more tech-savvy is my cousin, Alex. He's a software engineer, and I've known him since we were children. We've always been close, and I've always admired his knowledge of technology. Alex has taught me a lot about technology over the years. He introduced me to coding basics and showed me how to build a simple website. He also helped me understand the importance of cybersecurity and taught me how to protect my personal information online. His influence has really changed how I approach technology. Before, I was a bit scared of trying new tech things, but now I'm more confident. I'm more willing to explore new apps and software, and I even started learning some basic programming. Thanks to Alex, I see technology as a tool for creativity and problem solving, not just something complicated or intimidating. Sample answer, band 8-9. The individual who has been instrumental in inspiring my journey towards becoming more tech-savvy is my former university professor, Dr. Hao, Sarah Chen. I had the privilege of taking her Introduction to Digital Technologies course during my sophomore year, and her passion for technology was truly contagious. Dr. Chen's expertise spans a wide range of technological domains, but what stood out to me was her ability to make complex concepts accessible to students from diverse backgrounds. She demystified topics like artificial intelligence, blockchain, and the Internet of Things, helping us understand not just the technical aspects, but also their profound implications for society and the economy. One of the most valuable lessons I learned from Dr. Chen was the importance of continuous learning in the tech world. She emphasized that technology is an ever-evolving field, and to stay relevant, one must cultivate a growth mindset and be willing to adapt to new developments. This perspective has fundamentally altered my approach to technology. Dr. Chen's influence has been transformative. Thanks to her guidance, I've become more proactive in exploring new technologies and their applications. I've started attending tech conferences, participating in online coding challenges, and even collaborating on open source projects. Her mentorship has not only enhanced my technical skills, but also instilled in me a deep appreciation for the potential of technology to drive positive change in the world. Follow-up questions. How has this person's influence affected your career choices? What challenges did you face while learning new technologies? Band 6-7 answer. Question 1. Alex's influence has definitely affected my career choices. I've become more interested in tech-related jobs and have even considered taking some coding courses to improve my skills. I think having more tech knowledge will be useful in many different careers. Band 8-9 answer. Dr. Chen's influence has had a profound impact on my career trajectory. Her guidance has sparked a keen interest in the intersection of technology and my field of study. This has led me to pursue specialized courses in data analytics and machine learning, which I believe will significantly enhance my career prospects. Moreover, I've begun to envision a career path that leverages technology to drive innovation in my industry, something I hadn't previously considered. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think technology will change education in the future? Band 6-7. Answer. I think technology will make education more accessible and personalized in the future. We'll probably see more online courses and interactive learning tools. Students might be able to learn at their own pace using AI-powered systems that adapt to their needs. Band 8-9. Answer. The integration of technology into education is likely to revolutionize the learning landscape in numerous ways. We can anticipate a paradigm shift towards more personalized and adaptive learning experiences, facilitated by artificial intelligence and machine learning algorithms. These technologies could tailor educational content and pace to individual students' needs, maximizing their learning potential. Moreover, immersive technologies like virtual and augmented reality could transform how we interact with educational content, making abstract concepts more tangible and engaging. The proliferation of online learning platforms may democratize access to education, breaking down geographical and socioeconomic barriers. However, it's crucial to strike a balance between technological integration and human interaction in education. While technology can enhance learning experiences, the role of teachers in providing guidance, fostering critical thinking, and developing social skills will remain indispensable. Q. Do you think older generations can keep up with rapidly changing technology? Band 6-7. Answer. I think it can be challenging for older generations to keep up with new technology, but it's not impossible. Many older people are interested in learning and can adapt if they're given proper support and training. It's important to make technology user-friendly for all age groups. Band 8-9, answer. The ability of older generations to adapt to rapidly evolving technology is a nuanced issue that depends on various factors. While it's true that some older individuals may face challenges due to unfamiliarity or resistance to change, it would be an oversimplification to assume that age alone determines technological proficiency. Many older adults have demonstrated remarkable adaptability and enthusiasm for new technologies, particularly when they perceive clear benefits to their daily lives. The key lies in providing accessible learning resources, user-friendly interfaces, and adequate support systems tailored to their needs and learning styles. Moreover, the digital divide is gradually narrowing as technology becomes more intuitive and ubiquitous. We're seeing an increasing number of tech companies prioritizing inclusive design, which benefits users of all ages. It's also worth noting that older generations bring valuable life experience and critical thinking skills to the table, which can be advantageous when navigating the ethical and practical implications of new technologies. By fostering intergenerational collaboration and knowledge sharing, we can create a more inclusive technological landscape that benefits from diverse perspectives and experiences. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Tech savvy. Adjective, well informed about or proficient in the use of modern technology. Example, My grandfather has become surprisingly tech-savvy since he started using a smartphone. Digital literacy, DUT C, noun, the ability to use information and communication technologies to find, evaluate, create, and communicate information. Example, improving digital literacy is crucial for success in today's job market. Cutting edge, cujective, adjective, the most advanced stage of development, innovative or pioneering. Example, the company is known for its cutting-edge research in artificial intelligence. User-friendly, adjective, easy to use or understand. Example, the new app has a very user-friendly interface, making it accessible to people of all ages. Upskill, verb, to learn new skills or to teach workers new skills. Example, many employees are taking online courses to upskill and stay competitive in the job market. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing technology-related topics, expand your vocabulary. Incorporate technology-specific terms and idiomatic expressions naturally in your responses. Provide specific examples. When describing your experiences or opinions, use concrete examples to illustrate your points. Demonstrate critical thinking. Show that you can analyze the pros and cons of technological advancements and their impact on society. Practice fluency. Work on speaking smoothly and confidently, minimizing hesitations and filler words. Engage with the examiner. Maintain eye contact and show enthusiasm for the topic to create a natural conversation flow. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about your knowledge of technology, but your ability to communicate effectively and confidently in English. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our guide on how to describe a person who has motivated you to learn something new. Additionally, if you're interested in exploring how technology has impacted education, you might find our article on describing a person who has been a great mentor during remote learning helpful. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.